This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This might get weird.
Well, cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
Tell you what, it's hard to carry a Cosmo dressed as a cockroach.
Ugh.
I don't know how Carrie Bradshaw did it.
Wow. After you praised her so highly in Hocus Pocus.
She's great in Hocus Pocus. As meth hot, as Elliot would say.
Yeah. That was a bonus podcast if any of you are signed up to our Patreon.
Yes.
We have a very heated review about Hocus Pocus up there.
Truly.
Turns out we have very strong opinions about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, huh?
Also, what? For those of you guys listening to this podcast, Grace is currently dressed as a whole hoagie bitch.
Yep.
And I am dressed as a cockroach in a tutu.
Yep.
Do you want to hear some fucking disturbing cockroach facts?
Yep.
First of all, these motherfuckers can hold their breath for 40 minutes.
That is not allowed. That's illegal. That's not allowed. That's not allowed.
Also,
who is timing this? What scientists are like, I gotta make sure it's not 38, it's not 42, it's 40 minutes.
They're gonna go to Tokyo. They can hold their breath for 40 minutes. Also, cockroaches can live for a week without their head. I can't even live a week without getting head. I didn't have that prepped, but it was great.
Chip. Can we fact check?
Oh my God. So anyway, there's some.
Wait,
like,
those are the only two? That's it.
Did you are you not satisfied with those crazy ass facts?
Are you not satisfied?
Okay, here's another one. The band Papa Roach is from Bacaville, California. I looked that up backstage too. I was like, please, Papa Roach, have a cool reason your name is like that.
Did
nope.
you ever have the like urban legend when you grew up that like in Taco Bell there was a woman that ate a Taco Bell taco and that it had
yes.
a cockroach in it and then it embedded in her lip and the cockroach had yes. a larva?
Yeah.
Like that's the grossest Taco Bell fact.
Right. Oh yeah, and then yeah. like spiders. This is very Halloween.
Yeah. It's very creepy.
Very themed.
Welcome to the FDA.
No, I was so happy we're at the Irvine Improv where it's very clean and wonderful because I was getting dressed in the bathroom back there and I had to get on the floor and I was like, if I was somewhere sketchy, I'd be scared cockroaches would come out and be like, our mother.
Yeah, she's here.
And then a little headless one is like, is it? Oh, I don't know.
And then one's just in the toilet being like, time me.
He's like, 39. I love the overachieving cockroach. Let's sell it to Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah. Why do they get such a bad rap?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Where do we even begin?
I mean, truly.
We're in it.
Should we
tell
a joint story? Not about joints, but like,
yeah.
as like, an us together story?
Yeah.
Did y'all see that we Instagrammed, we had a photo shoot at JCPenney's?
Yeah. Not sponsored. God, I wish.
Also, until Friday, I thought it was JCPenney's. It's just JCPenney.
It's just JCPenney. I also Googled it like twice to make sure that my Instagram caption was not wrong.
Yeah.
I also let you post it first. And then I was like, let me scour this.
That's fine. No,
post.
It's JCPenney.
Yeah.
Not pennies.
Who did us dirty
sorry,
that way?
Sorry. So we decided we were going to do a photo shoot at JCPenney.
Yeah.
And I called and made a reservation.
Which I didn't know was actually a thing you could do. Like, that to me is this other urban legend, like the cockroach in the lip thing, that I was like, the Penny Picture Studio still exists?
Still fucking exists.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I made us an appointment, and then I knew we'd be running late. So, well, because our appointment was at 1:30, and I was like, can we move it to 2? And she was like, we go to lunch from 2 to 3. I was like, good for you. Yeah. That's a long-ass lunch in the middle of a busy time. Like, take shifts.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, I'll come back at 2:45 mm-hmm. to do the appointment. And already I could tell I was testing her nerves. I was bugging her. And so we get there, and we decide that we are going to do 2 different looks.
Well, before we got there, we decided we were going to do 2 different looks. We were going to do our aunt's characters mm-hmm. as a holiday look, and then we were going to do what you have you created.
Yeah, which was 2 goth teens being forced by their parents to take holiday photos at JCPenney.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get there.
We did some shopping beforehand. We ran around the mall, like, you know.
We went to Hot Topic.
Well, we also went to Target and then to the store that you introduced me to.
Papaya.
Not just a fruit. Cheap clothing.
There. The fastest. That fashion is so fast you didn't even see it pass you by.
Ugh.
So we get there and the woman is stern.
Yeah, she came at us hard. We're coming in with bags of props and she came at us fast facts about what we needed to organize.
So she was pissed. We pick out our backgrounds. Yeah. Literally, she was like, we were like, we just need one. She goes, I need 2 for the story. I was like,
your Instagram story? What's going on? But no, it's the way that they chronicle their who cares.
Who cares? So we get to we're like, okay, fine, we have to change. So we get there. Meanwhile, all the art on the wall is just like babies and autumn leaves.
Yeah, it's babies. It's families that have probably been divorced since. Like, it's a lot of like white shirts and like fences and like props. But yeah, she tells us like there's a changing room back there. And Mamrie, because she could tell like what the energy was and that we hadn't explicitly said that we will be doing ridiculous characters, as we're walking to the fitting room, Mamrie just leans over her shoulder and goes, full disclosure, we're putting wigs on as we walk into, like, doesn't look back. And the woman's just like, okay, great.
So we go into the same dressing room together.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Efficient.
I don't know. And we're getting dressed as our aunt's character, if you guys know who we're talking about, Margaret Cho and Clitoris Trembles.
Yeah.
And we're getting excited. We're nervous because we're like, we're about to come out looking like an SNL sketch that gets cut.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll put you on at 12:50. And they're like, no way.
Yeah.
We're just going to lose 10 minutes.
Like we're doing an audition for Mad TV back
exactly.
in the 90s.
So we're in the dressing room and we hear... back up front, someone has come for a job interview.
So we can hear all of this. We're the only other people other than this woman that runs the picture portrait studio, and someone has come for a job interview to a job that I thought was completely antiquated to begin with.
Like, so he comes in and they start talking and we realize as we're getting dressed, she's doing a full interview.
He's having his job interview while we're putting wigs on in a dressing room.
Yeah, like fully like lipsticking our teeth and she's like, do you have transportation? How long have you been doing this? Like, will you be available over the holidays? Like full on, we're like invested at this point. We're like, is he gonna get the job?
Yeah.
So the time has come for us to leave the dressing room.
Well, the time we were in there for like
40 minutes.
Yeah, it was forever. It was just us sitting and sweating in Christmas matching sweatshirts and being like, do we go out? She hasn't given us instructions. They're still having a like conversation. I'm not going to interrupt his
job
interview.
She's mean.
Yeah, she's curt.
Meanwhile, we just got sweaters that have cats on them that say Meowy Christmas, where if you press the one in the middle, it's like meow, 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 meow.
So we're like, and it goes for way too long.
So we're like, oh, we're like, it's fucking dead silent in here. She's in the middle of a job interview. If this motherfucker starts meowing, we're fucked.
No, maybe just kept running around going, I'm so afraid I'm gonna accidentally push this button because I'm just touching my, like, I'm just clutching my neck. And you also said, which was so funny to me, you said, because we kept going in and out of the dressing room
being like, what
do we do? How do we handle this? And maybe just sat down next to me and she crossed her arms and goes, it's not fair that we have to be this nervous.
I was
20 minutes of us going, huh, 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 huh.
I remember at one point we were in the dressing room and I was like, I'll just release a shoulder.
Yeah,
so because she knows that we're ready to come out when she's ready. Like, we were sweating bullets, meowy Christmas, wigs, fake glasses.
But also because you were like, I don't know if she's wearing a wig. So I said, we're going to be putting wigs on preemptively so that we didn't offend her if we came out with wigs on.
Well, because when we were at Papaya buying our... when we were at Papaya buying our, like, leather, like, our fake leather hammer pants...
Pleather.
I had them, and you come over and you go, should I get the same pants? And I said, yeah, those are so ridiculous. Behind me, the woman was holding the same pants.
Yeah.
So I'd already, like, eaten foot for lunch.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, we're wearing wigs! Woman wearing wig. So we're in the dressing room. We're like, we think he's got the job. She's like talking about hours.
Oh, and yeah.
He's going to come back on Monday for training.
So now we're emotionally invested in this man's narrative, and we're celebrating quietly as our aunts, being like, Greg did it. He did it. He came in here on a Thursday and a Friday, and he did it.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to look for a job on a Friday, like, that's dedication.
But also, side note, while he got his job,
yeah,
she got a phone call of someone else applying for a job that she was going to interview on Monday. Yeah. And I was like, this is a hidden gem. If any of you out there are photographers that need a job, yeah, apparently JCPenney Portrait Studio
in Glendale, California, they got some spots. I think it's the Christmas season, you know, there's going to be lots of like newborns in a stocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had that, I'd be like, you just shoved my two-week-old ass into a stocking?
Yeah.
I didn't need a photo shoot. I needed a titty to suck on. This is not the time.
But we did hear her say, you're lucky if you get one. And then
one chance.
Yeah. Or no, one
she
shot.
She full on M&M'd him.
Yeah.
Mom's spaghetti.
You're lucky if you get one shot. And then we were like, what does that mean?
Do not miss your
We're like, it must mean the kids. Like, if you get one shot, that's good of a dumb baby.
Right. She was saying, yeah, like,
I mean,
look,
a beautiful baby.
It's really hard to get a decent shot with a child. And then she's like, girls. And then we come out.
Oh, no, because we also hear, we can hear like every other word. And then we look at each other and I'm like, I think she just invited him to watch our shoot for the first time. So now he is invited as his now like job orientation to watch his first JCPenney Portrait Studio shoot. And we have been sitting in a dressing room with Audible sweaters,
yeah,
for 20 to 30 minutes, uh-huh, now.
And then we come around the corner and he's like, okay. We're like, we know it's weird.
But we didn't also know that there was another man that had showed up. And
yes,
he is the other photographer that works there.
He was at lunch.
He was the one that was actually at lunch.
He was a delightful Russian man.
Yeah, and I think his name was Ara.
Sure.
Two A's and one vowel.
He was going to be photographing us. Meanwhile, the woman up front who was in a bad mood, somehow that got turned around during the job interview because we came out and she laughed till I thought she was going to tinkle.
She was, couldn't be more delighted.
Delighted. We, yeah, were like, we do this for our friends. She goes, every year. We go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes, what are you doing this for? Our friends. You guys.
Just our friends. So silly. So then we enter this little studio with Ara. And there's a thing pulled that has a Christmas tree and whatnot, and he's just like, all right. Meanwhile, the guy who just got the job is watching in the corner.
He has to stand, like, yeah, maybe less than 5 feet away from us because it's a tiny little portrait studio.
And he's like, all right, what'd you like? We're like, we'd like props.
Yeah, because I'm like, I've seen the props that are behind that curtain. I'd like some of them, please.
So long story short, he pulls back this like shower curtain to reveal, you know, some pumpkins, some shit to put babies in.
Like a little tiny tub.
And I went, ooh, a tiny tub. He goes, and this is how I knew Ara was a freak. He goes,
yep,
do you want to act like a 6-month-old? And I went,
that was the first red flag.
No, I don't, sir. And the fact that you're hitting on this when I had on a full,
like,
fucking golden afro wig, old lady cat eyes, and lipstick on my teeth.
Yeah. Also, let it be known that the portrait studio is just,
yes,
like a human zoo. It's just a full glass window in which it leans out to the entrance of the JCPenney. So people coming in and out, their first impression of JCPenney is us getting Christmas photos together as these gross ant characters.
And he didn't get it at all. Like, he'd be like, oh, yeah, he didn't look at the camera. Your eyes were closed. We're like, it's intentional. At one point, Grace just goes, anything I do will be intentional.
Well, yeah. He kept saying, because he asked us for our names, and Mamie just goes, Mame, I'm going to make it easy on you.
And then he's like, no problem, Grame. Yeah. Like, no one ever fucks. I go, Mame rhymes with name. And they're always like, you got it, Moo Moo.
Yeah, but he was like, Grace, you didn't smile. And I was like, that was intentional. Grace, you looked up over that light. That was also intentional. I will save you the trouble. Everything I will be doing in this photo shoot is intentional. This is not meant to look cute. Do you see that I look like a fucking Billy Ray Cyrus reject right now?
At one point, he pulled out a step stool to do like an aerial.
He did an overhead. He did a fucking overhead shot.
We were cross-legged with presents. Looking up at him like a menacing Santa. And then just so he wouldn't be confused, I go, I'm going to close my eyes now.
And we're like making jokes and like Greg, this new hire, is like trying to not laugh at us, but he also...
Because he doesn't know how serious he's supposed to take it.
He just got hired 10 minutes ago.
And like, he's probably like, this is the ultimate test. This is the test.
This is your new Ashton Kutcher prank show. JCPenney is not an actual portrait studio. It's now a prank show.
Totally.
And then we go, we got it. Can we get changed into our next
look? So we go, we have a second look. So then we go back there and we come out dressed as goths. Black lipstick, eye smudge, black wigs, black... I was wearing just a mesh shirt with a bra.
Yeah.
And I mean, like a trench.
You looked hot, and that's where I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a problem for him.
So I tried to keep the trench covered, but then I was like, fuck that. Like, this is our moment. I'm paying more than pennies up in this, JC.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Yes, thank you. It's my second favorite JC from Chavez. So, like...
And Christ!
No, Christ is third, baby. You got NSYNC, JCPenney is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jenny Craig. Okay, I can keep going. So we come out like... people who tried to get on like a low-budge matrix.
But also, the fun thing about pleather pants is they got that real loud crinkle noise. When you come out, and when two of you are wearing them at the same time, it's like an echo effect of just this very low budget, like,
it's so
grunge.
Squeaky. It sounds like guinea pigs.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of ASMR.
Yeah. But we come out, and if Lady up front liked our first outfit, the second one I thought was gonna kill her.
She could have retired. And
she was like, "Your friends are so lucky."
But also, she still had a slight confusion of like, "Why are you doing this for our friends?"
So then we get down there, we do a couple photos, we do some rounds. He gives us some like gray Christmas presents so he can still look creepy. And then he like...
Oh, at one point you go, can we get like a cigarette? And I was like, yeah, you have those prop cigarettes for the kids, right? And then Greg lost it about that. And then Greg and I locked eyes and he's like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, I don't want you to be here either.
Oh,
I'm trying
God.
To give you an out.
Greg, you got the job.
You
just
got it already.
So we're there, and so we, of course, get down again. And then he's like, get on your tummies and do the, like, full slumber. We're like, what about this look? It's like, yes, the cover of a slumber party movie.
Well, he kept saying, you don't have kind shoes, because I didn't realize that, like,
no,
our...
No, he said we do have... Our shoes were too kind.
Too kind. Well,
look.
He also hated my shoes. I wore these leopard gross shoes that I wear for everything all the time. And so he, like, chastised them in the ant shoot, and I was like, all right, you're going to... Judge
come
that out of everything else I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, like our shirts meow.
Right, but then he kept using the phrase like kind, like your
he
shoes
said,
are too kind.
Your shoes are too kind.
And
hide
then
your
goes,
feet.
I have not kind jack-o'-lanterns for you, like props that were pumpkins with like mean eyes.
He brings those out, and so we're sitting there cross-legged, and we're like holding our pumpkins. He goes to Grace, "Would you like to choke her?"
At this point, we have been there for like 2 hours. I thought this was going to be a half-hour shoot. We're in and out.
They scheduled us at 1:30 to go to lunch at 2. I thought this thing was fucking well-oiled.
I thought so, too, because we were well-oiled. He wanted to be well-oiled, I guess. Yeah, he goes, will you choke her? And just in the throes of let's get this done, I'm like, sure.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Choke her, and then, I don't know if you remember this, after he took that photo, you like cough for a second, and he goes, did you really choke her?
Yes! I was like, he goes, oh, are you, she really choked you.
And I was like, I don't think so. Mamer, did I hurt you? I'm sorry. Meanwhile, there's just women walking by trying to get like flannels for the fall.
It was a wonderful, successful, I'd say, photo shoot. But the best part is we got a couple printed.
Yes.
Today, and I went to the same. I got the choking photo printed today, and it was the same place I got my naked butt photo for my anniversary printed. The poster, the tennis girl. But, and so I was like, hi, I'm back. If you thought my butt was cute, my friend's choking me in this one.
And it wasn't my idea.
No. Oh, anyway, it was a great time. I fucking loved it.
So JCPenney, the Portrait Studio has a bunch of new hires if anyone wants to go test them out and see how they're doing.
It's
Say
great.
Hi to Greg for us.
Yes.
He's really been through it.
If y'all know one thing about me, it's that I'm beautiful. If you know two things, it's that I can be real lazy and just want to sit on the couch in sweatpants with my dog Beans in my lap and not have to get up and cook or find food. Well, enter DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city. In fact, there are over 340,000 restaurants in 3,300 cities. So you can go to your favorite one or you can find a new favorite. However, the old faithfuls are pretty good. They've got your local go-tos, but then also chain restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, or my best friend besides Grace Helbig, the Cheesecake Factory. Fact is, you don't have to go to dinner. Let dinner come to you with DoorDash. And right now, we are hooking you up with $5 off your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code TMGW. You guys, it's not even Christmas yet and you're getting these gifts. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter the promo code TMGW. Don't forget, promo code TMGW for $5 off your first order from DoorDash. You don't have to go to dinner. Guys, sit on the couch, binge watch that show, pet your dog, open a bottle of wine and let that meal come right to you. Okay, now I have to go order DoorDash because I'm getting hungry. Let me ask you this. Are you still using one of those big wireless commercials everywhere, billboards all over the place, providers in 2019? Well, then what the heck are you paying for? Because between expensive retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees, you are being taken advantage of, my friends, because they know that you will pay. But enter Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage that you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything's online. Mint Mobile saves on retail locations, okay? You're not paying their rent with your phone bill. No, the savings go back to you. It'll cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. What? That's like the cost of one martini in Los Angeles. And every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text. Stop paying for unlimited data if you're not going to use all that. Choose between plans with 3, 8, or in my case, 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. As someone who has had the same North Carolina number for as long as she can remember or had a flip phone, I very much appreciate this. So here's what you're going to do. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TMGW. That's mintmobile.com/TMGW to cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/TMGW.
Okay, where do we start?
I mean, we're in it. We have
we are in it. Okay, I've been trying to go to the gym 5 times a week. For the past week.
For the last 5 days, I've been trying to go to the gym 5 days a week. Not congruent.
No. So I've been going to the gym. It's been great.
Good.
But my gym got a juice bar in it. Oh, I know. No foot traffic. It's going to be closed in a week. Truly, it's like right off a highway.
Yeah.
A highway. A highway. So it got a new juice bar called Jim and Juice. Thought that was kind of cute, right?
I mean, they know who they're appealing to.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm their only customer.
So I like that you're fixing your tutu while you're done this.
Oh, man. So I go in there and I'm like, I need a fucking ginger shot before this workout, right? Because ginger juice is my pre-workout, you know? I like it. So I go in there, my first time ordering, a lovely girl up front. I was like, ding, ding, ding. I need.
So maybe the woman at the JCPenney Porter Studio was nice and it was us that were the problem.
I was just like, I'm revved up. This is going to leave me, the ambition. So she comes up, I order a big ginger juice. And as I'm standing here, I hear like a weird noise in the back where it kind of sounds like someone is there against their will.
Oh.
Like something scary, like from Goonies, you know? Like, hey, you guys! Like that guy, like when he was there, like captive, where I'm like, I can't really, they sound like they've got like a ball gag
in
their mouth.
But it's a human voice that you're hearing.
I'm hearing a human voice. And I'm like, what the fuck is going down at Jim and Juice, right? But it could also be like a baby wailing. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just look
maybe
at
some weird like Pilates like calming music of like, here's orca whales. I don't know. You and I went to Pilates once and it was weird.
Yeah. So, So I'm like, hey, I don't mean to offend you, but is that a baby or a wild animal?
You said that?
Yeah, and she goes, oh, that's my macaw.
In the gym.
I said, excuse me? She goes, I got evicted last night. I know, I tipped generously. But she goes, I got evicted last night, so I had to bring my birds to work. I go, go on.
Yeah.
She goes, I got a parrot and a macaw. I go, sick.
I thought you said, I have a parrot in my car.
Well,
I get
after
it
work.
Now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But so she goes, would you like to see it? And I was like, are you fucking crazy? Of course they do. I want everyone on the ellipticals to be like, what the fuck is going on? Because I realized as I was standing there, everyone has in headphones at the gym. But meanwhile, there's something being like, in the background, so no one hears what sounded like torture.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yes, I'd love to see it. She brings the parrot out. It's like one of those green parrots. Not like a crazy, sexy,
yeah,
cool
sure,
parrot.
Yeah, sure, of course. I know all the differences.
And I'm like, oh, sweet, you're cute. And then she goes, would you like to see my macaw? I'm keeping him in the bathroom. I go, absolutely.
Is this a...
Do you know my gym? Okay, so there's two dressing room like bathrooms that have multiple stalls, but then there's like one single bathroom for when you go to the gym and you're like, oops, gotta shoot
my brains
out.
But can you imagine if you go, oops, and there's just a fucking macaw sitting on the top of the toilet?
Girl, she leaves Jim and Juice.
I'm like,
we walk through the gym.
Know.
We go to the single stall bathroom. She opens it and there's a massive cage with a macaw that's 3 feet long.
That's
like blue.
Where is this measurement that
you're
showing?
That's a shovel in his head. This microphone is his butthole.
That's not 3 feet, baby. That's not 3 feet, baby.
That's 3 feet. How big is that?
Oh. Wait, I thought you said 3 feet.
3 feet. I don't know. So there's a big ass fucking bird.
Okay.
Just hanging out in the bathroom of my gym, making crazy noises. And then I was like, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, how do you...
So I was like, beautiful McCall. this is great. Thank you for this gift.
And then
we walk back. I take my ginger shot. And I'm like, good luck out there. And I get on the treadmill.
So are you the only one at this gym that knows the secrets of this?
Because they all come in with headphones.
Sure, but like... How long is this going to happen for? Should I sign up for the gym? I want to see this.
We'll get you a guest pass.
Please.
Truly, it was nuts. So I had a big bird interaction, but I said to her, you know how we've talked about before, there's a, like, I'm in like a up-and-coming neighborhood where there's really cute shit, but then there's one big store called Pampered Birds.
Yeah, Pampered Birds.
Where we're like, how the fuck does this place stay in business?
Yeah,
Pampered Birds. So I go back, I get my ginger shot, and I go, do you frequent Pampered Birds? And she was like, absolutely. I was
Have you ever gone?
I always wondered.
Yeah, Pampered Birds has a bunch of like signed headshots from celebrities, like Miley.
Stop it! You've been in there?
Oh yeah.
Also, did I just cut you off when you were saying Miley Cyrus has a signed headshot
yeah,
and pampered
she does.
Birds?
And it's her from like Hannah Montana days being like, thanks for my bird.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's all these go in there. It's crazy. It's like a weird, it's also torturous.
Yeah.
But there's just a bunch of like old school, like diner photos of all these like celebrities that have like, quote unquote, come into pampered birds. And I'm like, I don't know about this. As someone that has fake signed all of NSYNC's like signatures to a friend to prank her in high school, I don't trust any of these signatures. Also, okay. I like that someone said all down there as if that was a terrible prank.
Yeah,
like
no.
Some girl from South Jersey could get all of NSYNC signatures in 11th grade.
Well, we're coming back to that, psycho. But
I was thoughtful. I changed my penmanship for each one.
I will say, at Pampered Birds,
yes.
They're right beside a very popular taco place. So I think they got sick
tacos
of...
Tacos via Corona.
Corona. And I think they get tired of people coming in there, so they put up a sign that says, do not enter unless you own a bird.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucked up. Anyway, what about these headshots?
Oh, they're dusty and like you can go in...
No. You fake signing headshots and telling them...
Oh, no, my friend and I in high school had a friend that was super into NSYNC and we like tried to pretend that we weren't. And so for her birthday, we like were like, hey, and we printed out... This is before like internet was even a thing. We like went to CVS and printed out like a glossy black and white pixelated photo of NSYNC and then we like fake signed their signatures.
Did she believe it?
Yeah. And
oh,
that's when
no!
It got, and that's when it got sad and that's why I don't like pranks as an adult. I realized the error of my ways. I was a dumbass teenager, and I do not advise doing things like that. Instead, just go to, you know.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When I get uncomfortable, I hide. All right. Well, good to know. I trust you no more.
Also things, okay, speaking of things that make me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
So, first of all, I think we need to acknowledge for the people that aren't here to visually see what our boyfriends are dressed up as, because we asked the audience to dress up and then we forced our boyfriends to dress up as things.
Where are you, Chip? Stand up. Or he's a skunk. He just went from the back. He's a full head-to-toe skunk.
He's just
stand up. Give a little twirl. Give a little twirl. Thank you, Chip.
And we've talked...
It masks the weeds.
We talked on the podcast about how Chip was texting with Elliot about like getting a costume for the show. And then Elliot was like, I got mine on Etsy. I'm so excited. And then like as the hours grew closer to the show, he's like, it hasn't even shipped yet. Can I tell you what it is? And he was going... He had bought, which is apparently to be shipped at some point, a Gritty costume. Mm-hmm. I know, that's how Gritty would want you to feel too. But so last minute I was like, hey, I got your costume. And so I spent my, like nails are covered in spray paint because tonight he is Aquaman.
Yes. Flex for us.
Yeah.
Yes. Get it. This is how you know you're doing it right. You make people dress up head-to-toe costumes and sit in the back.
Yeah. Spend too much time, more than you should, on like other work you could do
it's
to
so
make
great.
A costume that no one will see.
It's so wonderful. The girl who's taking care of us, the woman taking care of us backstage, Stacy, who was bringing us drinks, she walked in as they were leaving and she was like, I saw your boyfriends, they look great. And I was like, have you ever seen anyone more pussy whooped? It's incredible, right?
But the thing that happened today is that, and unfortunately, the thing that makes Elliot's costume is this beautiful plastic trident that I drove to Party City this morning to go get.
The Sunday before Halloween, which is nuts. That's like going to Macy's on Christmas Eve.
It's fucking Hunger Games. Like, I saw a woman, like, hold... There's nothing left. There's literally nothing left. And she's there with, like, her kids, and she's holding, like, a bloody axe and a tutu and, like, trying to figure out how to make something.
Scowlerina!
I literally was going to be like, dead mommy dearest. And then I was like, no, hold it to yourself. That's too dark. Her kid is too young. But also, like, what a challenge to run through and make costumes. Anyway, on the way to go pick up this thing for him this morning, there were I passed two or three kids that had opened up a little lemonade / popcorn stand.
Stop it. That's so cute.
Yeah, well, They were like screaming really desperately at like 10 a.m. to get cars to stop.
I hate them.
Yeah, well, I sped past them, and in my mind, I was like, I don't got time for you. I gotta buy my boyfriend a plastic trident for a movie character he's never seen. So fuck you and your entrepreneurship.
Wait a second. He didn't see Aquaman? I thought that was a screening you both went to.
No. It's a screening I went to with... No.
All right.
Go back and listen to our podcast.
I don't remember shit. But that's very kind of you. Not the lemonade thing, but going to Party City on a Sunday.
Yeah, I also wanted to teach them, like, not everyone's a buyer. And that you can't just scream at people and expect to get, like, rewards. Because that's all I'm doing at the internet now. It's just yelling into it, hoping that it receives.
Did you ever do any lemonade stands?
That's what I...
Entrepreneurship?
I was...
Is that the word?
Yeah.
I knew it. I was testing you.
Maybe I've talked about this. I did magic for a brief moment.
Oh, yes.
I was called Giggles the Clown. And I did it for my cousin's birthday party one time. And that was it. And I got paid $50. And I was like, I can do anything.
Which brings me to the first note in my phone.
Please.
Grace's aunt is a clown.
Oh, yes. My aunt, my aunt Lynn was a clown.
So we were in New York last week for Hannah's book release, and we went to go get margaritas beforehand with Grace's mom, Teresa, and stepdad, Bill.
Yeah.
And
they get one margarita, and they get tequila.
But so your aunt became a clown later in life, and her clown name was Wrinkles.
Yeah. And she had a PT Cruiser that she covered in magnetic dots. And at every family party, she made balloon animals for everyone, regardless of whether you wanted them or not. So we all supported her passion, but we
all...
Would
she do that
at
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's like anytime she could. She wanted... I mean, but kudos to her. She was practicing her craft, regardless of anyone else really receiving it, but wonderful. And she still does it, so.
Well, what I loved is, so we're there, and we're like one margarita parent, you see. And so your mom is like, I need to go to the bathroom. And goes to the bathroom. She's the sweetest woman on earth. And then Bill just goes, I dated a clown once.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're getting the exclusive. Bill waited for Teresa to go to the bathroom to tell us he dated a clown.
And, the cool thing is, my parents do not know how to operate podcasts, so they will never... No, they did watch your podcast, actually.
No, this is with reverence. I love
them. Yeah, no, but it was great. But, yeah, he literally just, cloaked himself and was like, I dated a clown once. And I was like, nah, come on, Bill. Not here. Not like this.
He goes, I dated a clown, but she didn't talk. And I went, while she was a clown? He goes, no, in general. And I go, well...
Okay, yeah. You're burying the lead there a little bit. It was a lot
I said, did
once.
She write stuff out? Did she act it out? He was like, I don't... Here comes Teresa.
Yeah.
So it's like, Mamrie gets...
Mamrie's not the one that's coming home for the holidays that knows this knowledge now. It was so sweet. Who knows? My mom might have dated a clown, too. We'll wait for Bill to have to go to the bathroom next time.
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
That's perfect.
I am talking to you today about a wonderful company called Simple Health that makes birth control simple, convenient, and affordable with online prescriptions and free home delivery. That's right. You don't have to go into the doctor. Maybe you don't have a ride. Maybe you want birth control at your discretion. Well, don't worry. Simple Health is there for you. And it's free with most insurance plans and starts at $15 a month without insurance. A better way to get birth control is finally here. No more waiting rooms or pharmacy lines or judgments or hassles. Nope. Access to a doctor, insurance status, or cost should never prevent a woman from getting birth control. Simple Health helps cut down those barriers for all women. And in fact, they have over 100 trusted brands of the pill, as well as the patch and ring, so you can get exactly what is right for you. Simple Health believes in relationships, not transactions. And the reviews, honey, they speak for themselves. They have been rated 5 stars by hundreds of women. Now, of course, Simple Health isn't a replacement for routine checkups with your doctor, so still go to your regular doctor. But the actual having to get the birth control and waiting in lines and pharmacies and all that can be taken away. So, if you would like to try Simple Health, the annual prescription fee is just $20, but our listeners get to try it for free with a code. So if you go to simplehealth.com/TMGW and then enter the code TMGW at checkout, it's your chance. That is simplehealth.com/TMGW and enter the code TMGW at checkout. No more waiting in lines. No more pharmacies, no more looks. You get what is right for you without all the hassle.
I do have a callback to an earlier
podcast.
Okay. You know how we were talking about when I was in Australia? Mm-hmm. I got into The Masked Singer and The Masked.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
And Lindsay Lohan was a judge.
Right.
And she's terrible. She thought everyone was Stevie Nicks.
She
thought fucking Stevie Nicks was on Masked Singer Australia.
If you keep betting on red, sometimes it'll be red.
That's true. Oh, I was voice recording. What did that say? Australia, I got into Masked Singer and Matt, sorry, and Lindsay Lohan was Judge Brent. She was Stevie, fucking true.
Wow.
Not bad, Siri, not bad. Who's Brent?
I don't know, but my
Judge
stepdad
Brent.
Just got a weird text. Yeah.
But so anyway, she guessed the person right. It was Cody Simpson, the person who's currently just laying it on Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, the time we upload this podcast.
So I guess he was the Masked Singer in Australia, and during an episode where he was singing, she said, I think that's Cody Simpson. He used to date my sister. I bought all your furniture. I want it back. She said that during a taping. And then they let her go weeks later, and it turns out it was... She literally said, he dated my sister. I bought all your furniture. I want it back if this is you.
Wow.
That's some tea.
That's perfect. That's actually perfect.
I love it.
Yeah. Also, like, why are you buying people's furniture?
I don't know.
But also, what is The Masked Singer? Like, what is the premise of this show? It's like an actual celebrity singer that is masked and that's
other... Celebrity?
Yeah. And then celebrities have to guess who they are.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy has to be like, is that the 1992 Astros pitcher?
Oh, no.
No, no. She's like, Dean Martin. It's Dean Martin. Yeah, he's been dead 40 years. It's Dean Martin. Anyway, so I was like, get it, Lohan.
Wow, good for her, though.
You got something? You want me to keep going?
Go for it.
Something
okay, wait.
Yes.
I have something.
Interject, please, because I'll just ramble.
Have we talked about what I got you for your birthday?
No, because we haven't unwrapped it because it's still at my house.
Can I tell you what?
No. We will do it on the podcast next week so it can be on camera.
Okay. Well, you know, you guys know I tried.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you appreciate the visual if you weren't here, you know, for us to... Put it on camera.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. Is that okay?
No, I'm just making sure that you didn't open it thinking it was a gift from Chip. And
no.
Not, okay.
Mm-mm. It's not. No, we got it. He was like, "What's those boxes?" I was like, "It's the gift from Grace." Okay. Something happened to me on the plane on the way home from New York, which I was like, "This should be adopted as etiquette." Is I was sleeping just. You know, just out. And the guy beside me at the window had to get up to pee.
Yeah.
And instead of touching me, a stranger, the middle console, he just went.
Like it was
He knocked until I woke up. Oh, then I was like, who's here?
That's
And he was
great.
Like, I just need to get out. I was like, oh, we should have doorbells or something. Like.
Or just like little, like, you know, those hands that you grab things with?
The tiny hands?
Like, yeah. Like that you just kind of poke someone with until they're... So it's not your hand, so it's not like invasive like that?
Yeah, but you know they're going to go for titties.
All right. The JCPenney portrait studio guy isn't on every flight.
Would you like to choke her?
Did you actually choke her?
No, it's so great. It was like, I was like, sure, sir.
Yeah.
No problem, Prince.
As long as you don't have headphones in.
Yeah.
I never know what the proper etiquette is. Like, do you tap?
Tap. Do you crawl over? Have
right.
you ever been caught in a straddle?
I told you I recently caught a woman in a straddle over me.
Yes, I remember that.
And she
that.
Was a tiny woman, so I was just like, yeah, thou shall pass. Yeah, go for it. But also, I was like, you could have tapped me. I'm a... Like, I don't know how we create, like, symbols, you know, when you hit the button when you need, like, service.
Yes.
Do we hit a button that goes, if I fall asleep, you can actually tap me on the shoulder?
Or
like, here are my consent, like, forms.
Here's a fucking crazy idea.
What's that?
We just speak before
Yeah. Oh, the plane leaves,
and you're like, hey, if
no,
I go to sleep, you
I
can
want
touch me.
Weird digital like forms of communication that can boop, boop. Be easily misconstrued and create obvious problems.
Yes, codes. Codes and lights. So anyway, I thought that was really cool. oh, man. Have you seen this haunted house? Oof.
No, probably no. I'm going to say a solid no.
There's a haunted house in Tennessee billed as the scariest haunted house in the world.
Yeah.
40-page waiver. You have to pass a physical and undergo a background check. And no one has ever finished it in 2 years.
That sounds like a date I'd like to make.
Russ McCamey of Summertown says the price of admission is a bag of dog food for his 5 dogs.
Wait, the is that you metaphorical?
Pay, no, no, no. You buy his dog some dog food. But the prize is $20,000.
Oh, so it's like a Ninja Warrior course. Okay.
Yes, but he says it's fucked up, and the people that come out say you really don't want to do this because he's a hypnotist. So apparently you get hypnotized and go in, and he says, I can use hypnosis and put you in a kiddie pool with a couple inches of water and tell you there's a great white in there, and you're going to think there's a shark in there. So you go into a fucking haunted house hypnotized. You're like, here's some dog food. Like, what?
But also, what if the house is, like, just a regular, like, suburban home and he hypnotizes
that's
you to think...
That's what I'm saying. That's even scarier, right?
But also, like, how does this guy get dates?
But also... all that dog food.
I mean, he might survive the apocalypse.
But another thing is, everyone who goes through is put on camera. So you can watch your footage just so you can't question like something fucked up happened to you. Like you can really be like, what just happened? You can be like, you were hypnotized and you can watch your own tape. Isn't that fucked up? I'm like, I'm freaking out. Like I'm already too scared to see the movie that doesn't exist.
That, how is that legal?
No one's saying it is.
I'm like, how did you find this?
It's on. It's on UPI.com.
UTI.com.
United Press International. Anyway, it's called the McCamey Manor. It's in Tennessee, which is scary enough on its own, trust me.
Wow.
Isn't that fucked?
That is fucked. Yeah, there's so many fucked up things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mamrie.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, like, call a spade a little bit, but, like...
David Spade is a spade.
He's really doing it. I mean, also, I did try to look up, like, you know, and prep some BuzzFeed quizzes for us.
No.
But there was one quiz that, this is where BuzzFeed, love you, because some of the BuzzFeed people have responded to us talking about BuzzFeed quizzes and being like, I hope Grace and Mamrie respond to our quiz. I forget who you are, but if this is your quiz... this quiz sucks. No offense, I haven't taken it, but the title is Pick Some Foods and We'll Guess If You're Single. And the foods are just French fries, gummy worms, and pancakes. And I'm like, I feel like if you're taking that quiz, you're single.
Yeah. You know, like my single food is like Tostitos queso jar, like scooped with a finger.
Oh, that's my food while I'm in a happy relationship. Like, we ate Doritos for breakfast, so...
It happens. No, BuzzFeed, step it up.
Yeah, I know. That's, it was a real big bummer.
You want to hear a bummer?
I guess always.
Did y'all hear about this guy? He saved his... Oh, no. Oh, Halloween. He saved his toenail clippings for a year. Then blended them into a powder. Then like baked it, polished a ball, and turned it into an engagement ring stone. He made his toenail clippings into an engagement ring.
Wait, talk me through this one more time. He clipped them, saved them.
He saved them.
Powdered them.
Turned them into a powder.
And then what? How do you go from powder to stone?
Like baked at a super high heat, like a kiln.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then made it into an engagement ring?
Yeah, my favorite part about this article is it doesn't say if he had anyone
that's
to propose to.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. How did the proposal go?
There's nothing at the end that's like, Tammy said yes. Like,
or does this guy work at K Jewelers and he just slips one in that when everyone comes through, he's like, hey, they got the toe one.
They got the toe one.
I don't know. Those K Jeweler ads are too frequent for my liking.
Oh, wow. I had a commercial that I hated this week.
I bet you did.
You know, okay, first of all, apologies for saying that Downy Wrinkle Releaser ad was about a boner.
Wait, well, yeah, what was, I know I saw you apologize and I didn't have the courage to ask you why you apologized.
Because a lot of people were like, it wasn't a boner, their clothes were just mutually wrinkled because they'd been making out. So then
Which
when the mom saw their clothes weren't wrinkled, she was like, oh, they kept to themselves. But me and my drunk ass brain watching Hocus Pocus at 1 a.m. was like, boner! Yeah. Fucking boners!
Yeah.
I saw the this commercial. Okay. I don't remember the names, but it's essentially this woman getting ready, and it's very serious. And she's like practicing in a mirror while she gets ready. She's like, "Hi, Michael. I'm Melissa. Hi, Michael. I'm Melissa.
No.
Hi, Michael. I'm Melissa."
I
she's got like a haircut like Demi Moore in Ghost, and she's just like putting on pearl earrings, being like, "Hi, Michael. I'm Melissa." And I'm like, okay, it's about dating. This is like a dating app one. And then she holds up a picture of a little Asian kid
yes,
and goes,
I've seen
Hi,
this.
Michael, I'm Melissa.
You're new.
Or you can call me mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh, okay. And then she leaves. And then you see she's in a huge walk-in closet. And then it's Inspired Closet.
Yes.
Is the
I
brand.
Have
And it's
seen
like
this.
When important conversations have to happen in a closet.
That's where.
What the fuck?
I go, we could make a million commercials. If that get, like, think of how many people worked on set that bit their tongue of being like, are we selling the right product here?
Yes.
How are we selling it?
Yeah,
What's
if you're
going
about
on?
To go adopt a kid, pep talk in our closets will really make the difference.
And use a raspy, sexy voice.
Hi, Michael. I'm Melissa. Or you can call me Mommy. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah, and only successful potential moms have six different mirrors for them to look into right. at every moment
yeah, exactly.
to really
Unless
talk themselves.
Unless you've got some professionally made shoe racks.
Ugh.
Don't even bother. Sorry, it fucked me up.
You guys will see it now because, you know, your phones heard all of this, so.
Absolutely. Well, Grace Helbig, I'm going to say it.
I would love for you to say it.
I think it got weird.
I think it got weird.